Good evening. It's Thursday evening, and we've gathered here. We're glad that you're there. Thank you for listening to the whole message, because there'll be something special for you. The Lord really loves you, and God wants to touch you in a wonderful way, and we're praying that, believing that God will anoint Brother Freedom and anoint you so you can be a wonderful listener and be touched by this good news. Father, thank you for anointing the listeners. Thank you for anointing us who are here. We're a needy people, and we need more of you. Thank you for anointing Brother Freedom in a wonderful way, speaking through him by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this very special day. Give me strength this night to speak thy words. Give me your strength within that I need. Help me this night, because I'm needy. I need your help. And because the subject I'm going to speak on is about the Holy Ghost. And Lord, because I feel like that I'm one of the ones that can say some good things for him. He's a person. And he's part of Godhead. And we recognize you as our God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you what you're real. You're very special. Father, we just pray that you touch your people in a very special way this night. Let them realize that this very special part of the Holy Spirit is wonderful. However they want to pronounce it, Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, it means the same thing. Personally, Father, I like to say Holy Ghost because it means that people know exactly where I'm sitting. And that's what the sermon's going to be about tonight. Father, I just pray that you'd bless in a mighty way. We pray that you'd touch your people. Illuminate your words this night. Illuminate your blessing. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I really don't know how to get started, but it's a very big subject, but I'm not ignorant about it. I do know a lot about it. And it's a subject that should have been brought out a long time ago. How wonderful. You know, Jesus is just wonderful. You know, he's just, everything that God has is wonderful. You know, Jesus was this very special son that was just, took our sins and we accept him as our Savior. What a wonderful, 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 wonderful. No one could do it like Jesus. And God gave him for that. But also there's this other being, it's the Holy Spirit. Or we sometimes say Holy Ghost. But he's real. He's more real than life itself. And I can say I've lived with him. And I'm full of him. He's real. And he's so part of, wants to be so part of us that he leads us. He guides us. He directs us. Many years ago when I started, I did not know either. I didn't know all what I've got. Let me come into a place of understanding after many years. But I found out that the Holy Spirit was always accurate, never makes mistakes. He never is bossy. That's why you can hurt him and he'll move off from you. If you get real rough, he'll just say, okay, have it your way. So it's like, the more we give in to him, the more we get. The more that we resist him, it's mutual. He doesn't want it, but we make it that way. Because he's a very good gentleman. If you understand the old type gentleman that were really very courteous, very, used to tip their hats and their mud holes, they would put a cloak down on them where the ladies could walk through it. Well, the Holy Spirit is like that. Very easy to be entreated, but yet very easy to hurt. Very easy to move against him if we're not careful. That's why when people are searching for the Holy Spirit, they really need to be taught by their peers, their elders, that they must watch this because it's a very special calling. Jesus plainly said, he says, all other sins are forgiven. All. But anything that comes against the Holy Spirit. They say blaspheming. Well, it's a lot of different areas. I think when we come against the Holy Spirit, we're in danger. I'm not going to say I don't know because I don't know. I'm just saying this. Well, Lord's let me speak this tonight out of my heart. Because I wanted to say it. The Holy Spirit doesn't lift up himself. That's why people have trodden over him. That's why people have done him in at times. Terrible things. But he's real. And Jesus, when he left, he said, it's needful that I go away. Disciples, I want you to realize that I don't want, they didn't want to see Jesus go either. Ooh, I feel the glory, because the glory of God's here tonight. Power of God is so powerful. Ooh, I feel something gigantic. The Holy Ghost in this room. He's right here. But he told the disciples, he says, now wait. He says, I will not leave you comfortless. Because if I go away, the Father will send you another comforter. The same Spirit has led me to the wilderness. The same Spirit has led me, it's going to lead me to the cross. Because Jesus was a man. And it had to be done this way because it shows the deity of God and the power of the Spirit of God and Jesus working with the Spirit of God also. Jesus was human. Yet he was God, but yet he denied himself all things. He felt. So the Holy Spirit was actually with him. It reads, it says in 8th chapter, or many places. But the Holy Spirit led him. And that same Spirit that lifted him up will lift us up. That same Spirit that moved upon him, Jesus wishes he will move on us also. So when the early church, when it started, people were really started to move in the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God comes, I mean, you see things happen. You see people slaying the Spirit. Just like when we see a little lady come down, or she went down a couple of times. It's nobody touches nobody. It's the Spirit of God that does it. It's the part of God that he allows upon the people that minister with that connection, that they can do great mighty things because they're not nothing themselves. There's no man or woman that does anything in themselves. They cannot do it only through the Spirit. The same Spirit that moves up on us. The same exactly. So we need to realize that with that when the early church started, there was great power. And people were afraid to lie in church. Because Ananias and Sapphira, they died. And great fear came on the early church. And that fear is a godly fear. God has a supernatural fear that all of us should possess. And that fear is that we will, it's like electricity. You teach people, if they're not careful, they can get maybe burnt, maybe lose their life. But yet, electricity is good if you harness it right. And the same way is the things of God. God wants us to know what will hurt us. And we need to have a fear of never doing nothing would hurt the Holy Spirit, a godly fear. And that fear helps us to start operating when we receive the gift of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, that we don't want to do anything that would rearrange the arrangement we have in the Lord. See, when God comes in our life, there's an arrangement that takes place that's so delicate, so wonderful, so blessed, so powerful. And nothing can stop it but evilness. And the only way evilness can stop it if we permit it. So I find a candidate and I allow, sooner or later I keep giving in, the Holy Spirit, because he's such a wonderful gentleman, will let me have my own way. He will back off from me. And God does that for a reason, because that's the way we're tried. That's the way we learn to be obedient to the Spirit of God. God gives us some reins to run by. It's like a horse. We give it a little latitude, a little what it can do, what it wants to do. And that's why that's what we have to learn to prove ourselves. David, he said that armor, he hadn't proved that armor yet. Well, we need to prove ourselves with the Lord, especially with the Holy Spirit, because when we first receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, It's just the very beginning. It's what we should have been. Everybody has, I guess, didn't know, but it talks about here, we really need to work in the areas that we don't know, because God wants us to learn through Him. In the areas that we don't know, pastors, laymen, nobody knows, but the Holy Spirit knows. So it's in His department. And He can coach you, He can direct you. And like 30 years ago, well, I can tell you incidents when he'd tell me exactly, like here in town, when Nancy was going to hit that tree. At 5, oh, I feel the, if you feel what I feel now, it's just the Holy Ghost. But that same spirit I feel now was there and then. So much, and God had that much, I'm thankful that He had enough in me that I would do it for Him. He said, if you'll pray, this girl will be saved. It's up to you. So that was at 5 o'clock in the morning. And the Lord just, the Holy Spirit kept prodding me. Say, just keep going, keep going. Just, Lord, just, and the Holy Spirit just kept leading me in the right way. As I went for 3 hours' time, I went from my house, basically, to two or three shops and back on the highway going south to when the accident was, took place. About 1 minute before it took place, I was asking the whole, I was saying, I need to turn off this highway within another half mile. The Holy Spirit says, we know. I know. It's going to happen this very instant. There, it happened. So what I'm telling you all out there in the world, that God is real. But God is in control. He has everything favorably for you. And He's wanting to get us all ready for this great, gigantic blowout that's ever been. There's not going to be a blowout that's ever been when we, because heaven is going to be something supernatural. But this gathering of the saints, the wedding supper is going to be spectacular. I can't tell you what I feel. The glory of God's here. God wants to meet your needs. He wants to bless you. He wants to increase your might, your strength with Him. Now, there's a lot of people who will not buy this. That's up to the people. They didn't buy it back the day of Jesus. I'm going to go back to there. They, within about 100 years, there was no more moving the Spirit at all. The old line church has basically been from there all the way through. But there was no move of the Spirit. No move of the Spirit. And when Adolf Hitler, the church had dealings with Hitler. I'm just saying, there's great things that's happened that we call as religion, but been duped by the enemy. And see, the devil is very powerful. I've come across him one time too many. But he knows all about you. He knows everything. But you don't have to fear as long as you've got the Holy Spirit within you. He is greater. And that's what's good about it. It makes you don't, you're not thinking about running because you're in trouble if you do. And there is one plan that works right. You got to keep seeking God. See, this is an ongoing thing, Brother Freedom, till the day that I take that last breath, I'm going to have to seek God harder than I ever have in my life. Because right now, I went through a stroke. It takes somehow that I just don't have that quick, keen connection like I used to have. I've got to pull for it. But only here tonight, I'm not. God's taking over. But I really have to work. Searching for God. And God does that for a reason. That I'm even with everyone else. God has no favorites. Remember that God loves each one of you as much as anyone else. You can be the star. God gives you, gives greatest. He gives you plenty of room. He He don't stunt you. He don't stop you. He don't say you can't go up front and be in the head one of the class. You can be if you want it. You've got a desire. You've got a totally, it's something you can't see. But boy, when it gets in you, it's greater than anything that you could ever see. Because it's real. It's going to never pass away. It'll go through the eons. It'll be in heaven. Who come a sit? The glory is so wonderful, so powerful, so majestic, so glorious. Out there, you need it. You need this tonight. You need this certain being that you many have mocked, you put off, said you don't need him in your places, but you really need him. You need to invest some time and say, Lord, forgive me. Give me a second chance. Fill me. Let this fire, let the Holy Ghost be real in my life, that I might be as that star from heaven. I want to do thy will, O Lord. I want to walk in thy pathway. I want to be led totally by thee. I don't want the moving of the enemy. I don't want it no longer in my vicinity. I want to be moved upon by thy gigantic, glorious power. But we have to choose. But now this choosing like this going on, I'm going to bring to that. The choosing, there's telling people now in the mechanical church is you can choose good from evil. And you try to do like you would do if you was, if there was no spirituality, that'd be the kind of thing. You know, I'm gonna do this because but it don't work that way. People can try it, and you finally go, you start slipping back. There is one true method that will keep you on target, and that's being full of the Spirit. And doing that, you've got to keep seeking God. It's like a something that never gets full. You've got to keep feeding it. That's what you, with this body, you've got to keep feeding the spirit man. Keep the spirit man alive because the natural man is going to waste. The natural man is the part that decays. That's the part that gives us trouble. The old man that gives us lust, gives us things that we don't want, anger, and all these critical things that happen. But God wants us to have a vessel that can be worthy of Him. Just think about that, that we can have a vessel that's worthy of Him. We can't do it in any other way, only Him working, because we are a spirit being. We live forever, each one of us here. We are a being that will live forever, the way God designed it. So, when we end this life, we just start into another life. And that hopefully, if we choose the right path, it's going to be a lot better. But there can be a lot worse one, too. So there's like a flip of a coin. You know, if we mess up, it's going to be bad. God said it's going to be bad. So the worm never dies. Tongue never, it's going to thirst forever. But heaven, the opposite. Just, there's two extremes. Heaven is so extreme here, it's so beautiful, so, is the same, gorgeous, beyond your greatest dreams. But hell is so, there's no way to describe it. It's wicked. And God wishes for us, we start growing in the Spirit, that something happens in us, that actually we detest evilness. We detest evil itself. It makes us sick. We don't want any part of it. And when this happens, you're going to be ready for the coming Lord. Because we're going to die out to self. Now, if you go by the way of the grave, then God just, He judges you. If we make, which is coming fast, skeptics are saying no, but it's going to come to pass just the same. As the way is in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. There's great problems. We're going to see an epidemic of great lawlessness. There's going to be earthquakes, perilous times are going to come by scores. It's already taking place on the East Coast. The land is starting to erode off the side of the bottom of the coastline. Things are happening. Now, we don't know how long it'll be. It might be even 5 years. You don't know. But I don't think it's going to be that long. It might be 10 years. But I don't think it'll be that long. Maybe 20 years. No, but I don't think so. Because I don't think I'll live that long. And I think I'm going to see it. I think it's coming. I feel it. I feel it inside of me. It's something that God's coming back. He's coming back for those who's not afraid. Because it says the fearful, not going to make it. So if you're a fearful Christian, you better just change your views, because it's what it says in Revelation. The fearful, unbelieving, those had their part in the lake of fire. Had their part in the lake of fire. That sort of sounds, some people say, that sounds sort of cruel, sort of cold-hearted. Well, that's the way it is. God has made something so valuable, so beyond any pastors and evangelists and their thinking. It's beyond anything that anybody can ever attain. But that's what God wishes for us to come into. We'll attain that very special degree unto all pleasing. We'll be fruitful in every good work, increasing in His knowledge. You know, I was thinking about when, like, the Holy Ghost would say something. He's never off a minute exactly right. I know I was with about five men one time, and I think there's about five or six of them were pastors. Not much more than that, because there was five or six of them pastors. And one of them started saying, God never speaks. Well, I have to differ with you. He does speak. My sheep know my voice. They come at my call, and a stranger they do not know. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. There I'll fear no evil. For Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Oh, hallelujah. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He's coming. He's coming back to take us home forever. We're going to be with the Lord. Ever praise the Lord. Ever lifting up. And you out there, you can have this tonight. You can have it. You need to pray through. The first step, the first thing is prayer. Pray until you pray through. Most of you don't know about praying through. You got to pray until you pray to your, that burden lifting off of you. When that lifts off of you, you pray through. If you ever do it once, you won't want to live without it, because you lift, it pulls that burden totally off of you. You just pray. Most people don't take a few minutes. Some of it's hard days, it takes longer. Then it took longer. But you pray until you pray through. What you pray through, you keep that. You don't let that leave you. The thing about it, in America, we've never really been taught to pray. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. That prayer is part of our being. That prayer is what gets us to God. That prayer is what gets us in to receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That prayer is what is the life word that brings us into the image of God's glory. And we read the Word. The Word is it's our knowledge. It's our reference. This Word is very special. We need to rehab it too. We need the whole balance. We need the prayer and all kinds of prayers. There's intercessory prayer. There's prayers for us. There's prayers to get to God, that we don't pray in a mist. A lot of people pray in a mist. And James says when we do that, we lose out. So we must be earnest in our praying. earnest believing that when I pray, it's going to be done. You got to believe that in yourself. There's no unbelief in your heart. You've got to get rid of the unbelief when you pray. I'm going to give it to the Lord. There's no unbelief here. Jesus has set me free. He's made me more than conquer through Him which loves. So I know that I'm going to pray through. I'm going to reach heaven. And I'm going to stay there where God wishes me to be. I'm not going to go longer back in old Sim City and go up and down, in and out. We don't have, God doesn't have time for it. It's so, you know, it's undependable. Because you don't know where you're going to head up. You know, Monday you might be down here, Monday up here. It's like, we need to know where we're headed. We need to have our plans for heaven. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence come my help? For my help comes from the Lord. We need that in our heart. Thy word of a head in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Seeking the Lord in the strength, seek His face forevermore. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf whose hearts is made perfect toward Him. Well, the Word of God should be alive. It's our refuge. It's our strength. It's our mighty fortress. There's so much of God that it takes a lifetime. But I've been at it about 40 years now, close to it. It's worth it. Well, I feel the glory of God all over me tonight. My old body's wore out, but I feel the glory of God within me. I feel His presence. He is real. In His right hand is pleasure evermore. In His presence is fullness of joy. In His right hand, pleasure evermore. God is real. There's nobody that's ever been my friend like God's been. You know, all the people I work around, the Lord tell me just keep it yourself. But I'll tell you what, it's hard to keep it myself when I was getting all the gravy. God would just treat me like a king, and everybody else out there sweating and didn't know what was going along, and God would just tell me everything. I'd see some Christians that I could just help them out, they didn't want me to help them out, so I didn't. The Lord said, don't you tell them nothing, because they won't understand. This Christian life is hard to understand. It takes spirit to transform us. So we're like a little globs. We're born a glob, a little baby glob. Hopefully, if we get the right spirit in us, we're going to get alive. And we're going to get electrified. We're going to give the glory. And this Holy Ghost is real. It's gigantic. It's powerful. It's not a wimp. God's real. He loves us. He's the most wonderful, 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 wonderful. I just can't say enough. I was thinking about day after day, he'd say something. I remember one morning the Lord spoke to my heart. I said, I can't get awake. The Lord says, before this day is through, you'll be wide awake. And here I was awake that night. I was up in the fire, and the Lord says, are you wide awake? I said, yes, I am. About that time, I was with this guy in a truck, and the Lord says, told me to have it stop this pickup or this truck and back up because the tree's going to fall right on top of you. And I told this man, I said, back up quick. He says, why? And I said, tree's going to fall on top of us. And so we backed up, and the big tree went right down the top. Oh, we'd been squashed. But God is real. That really, God's up to date. Knows exactly where you're going to be at. Well, I don't know how long it takes to get a pickup from here to there, but I mean, that's about how close it ended up. We're right, had to get a cat to get it cleared out for us. But God's real. If it just happened once, I'd say, oh, maybe so. But this happened day after day. I mean, when I tell you stop, stop. When I stop, I'm making it real short. My little old house over here had a porcupine and I would reach right for it. Never seen no porcupines. But God knew it was going to be there. What I'm saying that God is real. Nancy would not be here. But God erected her, pulled her up mightily. And I just want to say tonight that God is real. When I go in the hospital, I know that God's going to heal. That's why God had to give me a stroke. Because I was too, God loved it, but He had to clip my wings because I was a little bit too powerful. So now I'm not very powerful. I'm very, this is butter, I guess. without the Lord's help, my legs hurt, my back hurts, and I'm a mess. But with God, I'm equal. Glory! But I've got the advantage. I've got the know-how. And you can have the know-how too tonight. You can all know that God's real. And He'll do the same for you as He does for Brother Freedom. He'll never leave you. And what He told me in that bed there, it goes for all of you tonight, and I'm going to give it with you. He says, lo, I'll be with you always. Lo, He's telling each one of you, I'll be with you always. Your time is about to begin. That's time to get back in shape with God. So your time is to begin. And God wants you to mean business with Him. Your time is to begin. And then the last thing, go for it. And when He said go for it, He had the God just throw glory. Because God has humor. God has more balance than we can ever imagine. He's not going to be something you're going to be up there sitting and feel like putting it in. God's real. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. You can't imagine. I've not seen neither ear heard, neither has the inner heart of man. The things that are prepared to love God, what God hath revealed them by the Spirit. Yea, the Spirit searches. Yea, the deep things of God. It's going to be real. It's open to everyone. Come unto me. The Word says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I shall give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, and ye shall find rest in your soul. God wants to give some of you out there in the world today rest that you haven't had rest in years. He wants to give you peace. He wants to give you a new start. He wants to give you a makeover, a new facelift, a new challenge, that you'll be electrified by God's Spirit, that you'll be on fire from this day forevermore. I'm going to tell. Yesterday, a lady called me on the telephone, and I was so full, I was just drunker than I was full the whole. I said, you're this person I need to talk to. And boy, I said, you must know God. And I said, yes, I do. Well, she said, I don't see too many people. I said, well, I guarantee you, I know. And I said, I'm going to pray for you right now. And I said, you're going to have your life is going to be changed by the Spirit of God. And I prayed for her right on that telephone. And she said, boy, this has been some time. She said, gee, thank me. But God is He's in the business of not messing up. God bless you all. I love all of you. I hope this come across all right tonight. Lord, I did my best, and I knew you helped me too, because, boy, I felt your glory all over me. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father. Thank you. Touch your people in a mighty way this night. Electrify them with your glory. I pray that they'll never be the same. I pray that you'll move upon them in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. And amen. 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 Amen.